This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, June 2nd. God's word to you today is, turn around. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17, and it says, "For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. They produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever." God wants you to know that your troubles, no matter how big and complex they may seem, are small. Who will you believe, the problem or God? If God sees the problem as small, I want you to decide from this day to see problems as God sees them, as small. Secondly, God says, it will not last very long. Every challenge, every problem, everything you are facing right now has an expiry date. Just look behind it. The expiry date is June 3rd, 2019. Amen. Do you believe God? Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 says, "For everything that happens in life, there is a season, a right time for everything under the sun." Think about it. Years ago, there were things in your life that you did not even know you were going to come out of. You did not even know how a solution was going to happen. But today you are out of it. It has already expired. This too shall pass. This too shall expire. What is most important and should be the focus for you and I is to make sure what God wants to achieve through it is achieved in us. Ensure that the challenges and the problems do not destroy you, so that by the time the challenges expire, you do not expire with it. You must make up your mind to outlast the trouble and be standing by the time it is all said and done. Some people carry the weight of such challenges too heavily in their hearts that by the time the challenge expires, they have high blood pressure for nothing. When you can just cast your burdens upon Jesus and go to sleep. Some people are diabetic today because of the challenges they allowed to get into their system. Now the challenges have expired, but the disease stays with them until Jesus heals them. The point is, cast your cares upon Jesus, leave it there, and go to bed, because these too shall pass. Again, speak to the situation before you and say, these present troubles are small and will not last very long. You will produce for me glory that vastly outweighs your trouble. By the way, even things that are set, things that are predetermined, can be changed by prayer and intercession. Intercession can alter set times and predetermined events. You can change things that heaven has predetermined by prayer. Take the case of Jesus in John 2, verse 3 to 5. Please read. This was Jesus, God in human form, saying, "My time has not yet come." But Mary put pressure on him and told the servants to do whatever Jesus tells them to do. Jesus' time that had not yet come came. They have been telling you, your time has not come. This week, your time will come in Jesus' name. Amen. You are going to change the set times with all humility, even the one set by heaven. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. I can see everything turning around, turning around, turning around for my good. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.